It's day one, and I'm nearing the end of a 13-hour flight to Thailand. I can't feel my legs. To be honest, I think I might have deep vein thrombosis. I can't wait to get there.
Wow, Thailand, the ultimate traveller's destination. Full of ancient culture, history and wisdom, and Thai food's just delish, isn't it? I've got a 200-litre rucksack. She's a beauty, absolutely massive. It's like the ones you see Australians with on the underground, only much, much bigger. I'm setting out to do my most difficult challenge yet. Through total spiritual immersion in a new and vibrant culture, and with a strong possibility of a facial piercing, I, Giles Wembley Hogg, 2 M's, 2 G's, am going to Thailand to find myself.
And here I am. I'm outside the airport about 15 miles from Bangkok, and I must admit, so far, I feel pretty much the same. But I'm a big guy and there's a lot of me to find. I'm starting to get the feeling back in my legs, but I am still hobbling a bit like old man Steptoe.
Bangkok? Mister, Bangkok!
No, just a long flight. I'll be all right in a minute. I think the string's gone in my leg.
No. Taxi. Tuk-tuk. Take you to Bangkok. Guest house?
Oh, right. Yes, guest house.
Yes, that's in the guidebook. Yes, take me there.
Okay, you climb on.
What, on that?
Yes, tuk-tuk.
No way! It's on a sort of trike. It looks like a Robin Reliant, only not as reliable, which I suppose makes it a Robin.
It's okay. Okay?
The adventure begins. Where's the seatbelt? Whoa, slow down. We're not going to get there any quicker by driving fast.
You hold on. It's okay.
I've fallen out.
You okay? Want me to help you?
No, thank you, driver, I'm fine. It's just a bit tricky to hold my rucksack and the guidebook and the microphone and look for the seatbelt all at the same time. Okay, I'm ready. I've fallen out again, and the little man has gone. Yeah, he's gone on ahead with my rucksack and guidebook, which is, which is kind of him, I suppose. He'll probably want a bigger tip now. It's day two, and I've been up since 4:45 a.m. My body clock's a bit broken, and I think I lost a stone in sweat overnight. I'm in a sort of bed and breakfast, only they don't do breakfasts, or beds. I hope the tuk-tuk man hurries up and brings my things. I mean, if he can't find me, what chance do I have of finding myself? It's unbelievably hot and humid here, and until I get the old rucksack back, I've got no BO basher. And, of course, I'm stuck in the rugby shirt and cords Mummy made me wear on the plane. I think I'm beginning to smell. I'll have to ask.
We think we've got to get out of Bangkok, Miles. Let's head up north, I don't know, maybe do a few days jungle trekking, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, like, definitely, Gat. These tourists are really doing my head in. I mean, they're ruining Thailand for the real travellers.
Hello, I'm Giles Wembley Hogg, 2 M's, 2 G's from Budley Salt.
Oh, my good God, what is that smell? It's like doing my head in.
Hello, this is Miles and I'm Gareth. Are you not a bit hot in those clothes, mate?
Oh, yeah, it's quite muggy today, isn't it? You know, bit close.
Oh, I can't take this stench. Come on, Miles, let's go and buy some durian and sniff that instead.
What's durian?
It's a really stinky type of fruit that, like, kind of does your head in.
Right.
Bit like you.
Right.
You stink, mate.
Right.
Go and wash.
Right. Oh, dear. Excuse me, do I... Right. Okay, I'm making a slight amendment to my mission. I'm now not only in Thailand trying to find myself, but also to find my rucksack. Until I do, I'm going to have to buy some new clothes. Still, that's what I'm here for, to learn to adapt to life in the tropics.
No, jeans! You know, denim, Levi's. You know, the man in the pants in the denim in the laundry. You know, heard it with a grapevine.
No jeans, mister.
Okay. Have you got any tweed?
No, mister, only sarong, like Beckham Posh Spice.
No, I'm not wearing that. It looks like a skirt. She's showing me something that looks like a skirt.
Not skirt, sarong. Good price, mister. You buy two?
Two sarongs don't make a right.
Do you see what I did? I said, two sarongs don't make a right. And
look, mister, you want sarong or not? I'm very busy. Look, it's 200 baht for one. Or special price, 300 for two.
How much for five?
3,000.
Done.
It said in the book it's important to haggle. You know, it's part of the culture. Now, it also says the one thing you mustn't miss here in Bangkok is the traditional Thai dancing.
Do you want Dell?
All girls, all nude, all night.
Come inside, come inside.
You want boys? You want boys?
Dancing girls, dancing
girls. You want boys? Now, I've come to a place called Pat Pong to watch the dancers who, from what I can gather, are Thailand's equivalent of our royal ballet. It's jolly late. I hope I haven't missed the start.
Okay, mister. Follow me. I show you dancing.
Oh, yes. How exciting. Mum would be thrilled if she knew I was going to see a ballet.
Oh. My. God. I've never seen anything like it in all my life. Mercifully, I think she's run out. Ow! Right, that's it. I'm leaving.
ขอบคุณค่ะตัวคุณเสร็จแล้วนะคะติ๊กเก็ต
Thank you. Right, I'm booked on a bus up to the north of Thailand for a jungle trek. I'm wearing my new sarong. Quite comfy, but the problem is it keeps coming undone and falling down, and people are seeing my penis. Sorry. Yup. There it was again. Quite tricky, these sarongs. That must be why the Thai people don't bother wearing them. I also bought a rather lovely waistcoat. It's got fishes, peacocks, dragons, and Mick Hucknall's face on it. Oh, and some chili squid, but that's from lunch. Next stop, the jungle.
Get it off me! Get it off me! There's a leech! There's a leech on me! No one will help! It's sucking my blood! I can't breathe! Help!
Yeah. Hey, looks like this guy's fainted.
Oh, man, this is doing my head in.
Oh, thank God. Am I still alive? I was attacked by a leech. Did I lose a lot of blood?
Not too much, no.
No, it was a slice of kiwi from breakfast.
You're that stinky guy we met in Bangkok.
Yeah, that's me, Giles Wembley Hogg, 2 M's, 2 G's, Charter House.
You know your skirt's come down.
Oh, sorry. Keeps doing that.
Yeah, it's doing my head in.
Come on, Muggins.
Wow, this trekking's great. There's a whole bunch of us. I feel like a real pioneer. I suppose we may be the first explorers ever to come here. Oh, look, a bench. There's a bench. Can we stop?
No.
Oh.
Wow, stunning.
It's now the evening and we're all sitting around a campfire. Great bunch of guys. Everyone keeps exchanging friendship bracelets every 5 minutes. Hope I get one. I don't know how to make them, so I might have to offer friendship socks. Real mixture of people. I mean, that's the great thing about travelling around the world. You know, you get to meet people from all different walks of life.
Hi, I'm Arabella.
Hi, Arabella.
I'm from London, but my parents have a place in Scotland.
Hi, guys. I'm Charles. Friends call me Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
I love that. I live in London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Fenella.
Hi, Fenella.
Family split between Berkshire and Chelsea. Great for me, but murder on the Spaniels.
Hi, we're Miles and Gareth.
Hi, Miles and Gareth.
We met at school.
Chabon.
Which really did my head in. Anyway, we live in Battersea.
Yeah, but we ain't gay.
Hi, I'm Giles Wembley Hogg. 2 M's, 2 G's. From Budley Salterton. And I ain't gay either.
Amazing. I feel like I've been here so long, I'm not sure I could ever really go back.
I know what you mean. How long have you been here?
4 days.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I think I can honestly say I love Thailand. Yeah, I can't imagine living anywhere else now, except Chelsea.
Yeah.
I mean, I've changed so much, I just don't care about clothes or money anymore.
I mean, the homeless here, it's on a different scale, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, whoever owns that Big Issue magazine could make an absolute fortune over here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely, you know, much less materialistic, you know, because I've seen real poverty now, and I've got it on video. Mm.
Yeah. Because, you know, I don't know if any of you know, but I actually lost my rucksack.
You did say that earlier.
Yeah, and now, you know, it's just like, who cares? I mean, you know, what's in my rucksack anyway? You know, all my things that I need, and I want it back, sure, but in a way, it's like, do I really need it? Yes. Yes, I do.
Have you swum with the river car?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about all this late night soul searching stuff. I mean, it's all well and good, but I'm still no nearer to finding myself. I might go and ask Arabella if she can help. Arabella?
Yeah?
I was just wondering if you...
Do have your bloody sarong, Giles.
Whoops. That didn't go according to plan. I've got a nasty feeling she saw my... Yep.
Yeah, make it like a road.
Well, the quest continues. There was no sign of me in the jungle, so I'm now on a bus heading south. Arabella, Miles and Gareth are drawing something up at the back. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hi, what are you up to? Great bunch of guys. So anyway, I'm heading off to a
place...
Oh, but hi, Arabella. Do you want to sit down?
Yeah, but your throng's a bit...
Whoopsie! There he blows.
Do you know, Miles was saying that there's this remote secret island off Koh Samui.
Yeah, I think I read about this somewhere. There's supposed to be, like, an amazing beach on it, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, and a community of travellers living there. And it just occurred to Miles and Gareth and me that if your rucksack's anywhere, well, it's most likely to be there.
Really?
Rather than on the island we're going to. Anyway, we've got the secret map, and you can have it, as long as you promise not to show it to anyone.
Yeah, cross my eyes, hope to die, stick a needle in...
Yeah, just say yes.
Right,
Charles.
Yes. Sorry, yes, of course.
So you just follow the map, and you don't show it to anyone, and we'll probably never see each other again, so best of luck, Charles.
Thanks.
No, don't touch me.
Right. Ah, day 9. I'm at the seaside on an island called Koh Samui. Chuang, for those who've been.
Coconut!
No, thank you.
I've got my secret map, and I feel closer than ever to finding my rucksack, so tomorrow I'm getting a boat to see if I can find this secret beach.
Till then, I'm just going to immerse myself in Thai culture by lying here in this hammock. Ow! I've fallen out. Again. They're harder than they look, hammocks, aren't they?
Hello, you want pineapple? Orange.
Quite comfy once you're in, though. Whew. Wow, it's hot. Must be careful not to fall asleep in the sun.
Hey, dude, what happened to your face?
I must have fallen asleep under my hammock. Suppose I caught the sun a bit. No, don't touch me!
Whoa, chill. Be cool, dude. I'm Chucky. This is Todd.
Outstanding.
Water, cold water!
Hello, Wembley Hog. 2 M's, 2 G's, Budley. Salterton, Charterhouse.
Dude, which of those is your name?
Wembley Hog, Giles.
Oh, okay, Wembley. So what are you doing in Thailand?
Well, you know, gap year, travelling around, trying to avoid the tourist spots.
Yeah, they're so everywhere, man.
You want some t-shirts? Wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to find anywhere truly ethnic. Luckily, I've got a secret map. Actually, no, forget I said that.
We mainly came for the excellent weed!
Right on, man! And the awesome beaches.
Oh, totally.
Actually, there's a rather special beach on my secret map. No, actually, forget I said that as well.
We're both from California, and I tell you, this place is like, whoa.
Yeah, we're like both so, whoa!
Yeah. Me too.
Woo.
Do you want to have a look at my secret map?
No.
Please?
Okay, dude, sure.
Does that look like the sort of island that might have my rucksack on it?
Yeah, sure, man. Whatever. So, do you want to come find some hot poontang with us?
Poontang!
I hear that's delish. Have you tried the pad thai as well?
Nope. Who's she?
No, it's a noodle dish with prawns. I always get them to leave the prawns out because, you know, real Thai people just can't afford them, yeah?
Oh, yeah, right on, dude. Like, the poverty and stuff, it's like, really, whoa. Yeah,
but let's eat. I hear the Gary Lineker football bar does that Thai green chicken in a bap.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Put it away, man.
Dude, your sarong came down.
That's harsh.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I keep doing that. Must try and get a belt for this thing.
You want belt?
Day 10, early morning. I'm being driven on a boat on my way to the secret island. I had a bad night last night. I think it was the food at the Gary Lineker, and this bumpy boat ride is not helping. Still, as I always say, until you've had amoebic dysentery, you don't really know the real Thailand, do you? You know, until you've squatted over a tiny hole in the ground, firing pint after pint of boiling hot magma down the back of your legs, You don't really know what the Far East is all about. I should never have had the salad niçoise. Still, it should be easier to find the real me now, being as half the old me's been liquidized and dispatched down there.
Hey, let me drop you on this mist, okay?
No, no, over there, the Marine Preservation Island.
It's not okay for those. You swim from here. Good luck for a rock track.
Okay, yeah, bye. I'm halfway there. I'm now on a totally deserted beach, miles from anywhere or anyone. Complete solitude.
Hello, you want to buy a necklace? Seashells?
You again?
Turtles?
No, thank you. Right, according to my secret map, that's the island over there. Oh, that's a long swim. That's got to be about 50 lengths of the Ottery St. Mary Leisure Centre baths. Maybe more. Here goes! It was further. It was more like 100 lengths of Exeter Plaza pool. And that's bigger than Ottery St. Mary.
The one by orange juice, lychee juice, mango juice.
Ah, right, now the map says I have to go up this steep bit and over those rocks. Wow, you know, it's so stunning here. So unspoiled. I just think the more Westerners that come and see it, the better. Now I'm in a sort of green field. It looks like hemp, but I don't think there's much of a rope and sacking industry here. Weird. I mean, there's a lot of it.
Hey.
Oh my God! I'm being shot at!
Hey.
It's okay, no trouble! Are you the farmer? God, I sound like Withnail. I didn't touch your rope, Bob! I've managed to shake them off, but I'm now stuck at the top of a massive waterfall. Oh, how am I going to get down? Oh no. There's no way to... Ah! Well, that was easier than it looked. Oh, this is an odyssey. Just push through here and... I don't believe it. I've been shot at, drowned, cut, bruised and... Oh, it's the most beautiful place I've ever seen. There's about half a mile of milky golden sand, the clearest water I ever saw contained in a natural lagoon. And people, there are people here. The travellers' community. It's paradise. There's palm trees, coconuts, and a Starbucks coffee shop.
Would all the people booked on the Coral Tours bus back to Koh Samui please make their way back to the car park where your driver is still waiting for you. Thank you.
It's busier than I'd expected. But it's still a magical place.
Hello, hello, you want secret beach postcards?
Oh, sod off.
What about sarong?
No, I've got a... Oh, well, I had a... Oh, must have come off. Yes, perhaps I will. How much for one? Stay... something. Time's just like so Western, you know. I'm so sort of not aware of what the time is because, like, my watch has been stolen. I'm sitting in one of the beach restaurants. It's really...
Hey, Wembley man!
Todd, Chucky, how did you find the secret beach?
On the bus, dude.
Oh, right, yeah. No, hey, me too.
Hey, Wembley Eno, did you find your rucksack?
No sign of it.
Oh, bummer!
What?
Bummer.
Well, I went to boarding school, but...
Hello, you want to order now?
All right, see you later, Wembley man!
Okay, yeah, see ya. Yes, please. I'll have Thai noodles with beef mince in red sauce and sweet lassi, please.
Okay, one spaghetti bolognese and a banana milkshake.
Yumsk. Yes, please. Nice restaurant. Oh, dear, now hang on, someone's making a scene. Wait a minute, Arabella, is that you? There's a girl here crying. She looks like Arabella, but it's not her.
Of course it's me, Giles.
Oh, no, it is her after all. Are you okay?
Oh, Giles, it was terrible. And Gareth and Marcy met these Thai girls and they just dumped me in the middle of Bangkok completely on my own. And they said I was in the way and originally I was supposed to be travelling alone, but it's like really hard to meet new people and I wish I wasn't even here, John. I'm ugly and I look fat in a bikini.
I've never had to deal with a girl crying before that wasn't my sister. And I don't think I know her well enough to tickle her. Do you need to be sick?
And I'm sorry to turn up and just, like, fall apart on you like this, Charles. And I didn't know where else to go. And word got out about a man in a sarong that kept falling open. And it had to be you.
Right. Do you want a tissue?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't got one. Sorry. Listen, do you think you might stop crying soon? It's just I don't really know what to do and I'm a bit scared.
Oh, Charles, you're so nice. You really are. I'm sorry I've seen mean to you before.
Were you?
Yeah, on that trek. I can't believe we gave you that bogus map. You must have been so hurt. We were complete bitches.
Oh, right. No, sorry, I didn't notice. 6 years intensive bullying at boarding schools made me quite thick-skinned.
Oh, Charles.
Listen, do you want some spag bol and milkshake? Oh, no, she's off again. Damn, I always say the wrong thing. Come in, come in. This is Chateau Wembley Hall. My little beach hut.
There's a girl in my heart.
It's a bit pokey, I'm afraid, but...
It's really nice. Thank you for dinner.
Well, can I just stop you there?
Why?
Well, it's just you look like you're about to cry again, and I'm not sure I...
Oh, no, it's okay, I'm happy. Oh, Giles, your sarong's come down.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
What?
It's okay. I like it.
You like it? Okay, good. She's coming over. Arabella is in my room, and she likes it. She said so. And I have it on tape. Yes. Okay, sorry, I should turn this off, really, shouldn't I? Yes, I'll... Okay. I'm turning this...
Day 15, and I'm in bed. And the reason why I'm whispering is that Arabella stayed the night. Hang on, she's moving. I'm going outside.
Woohoo! I'm the king of the world! She stayed in my room, yes! She stayed in my room, yes! Da da da! Ooh! Da da da!
Hey, Wembley! Yo! What's the deal, yo?
Todd! Chucky! Hey! Great day! I got laid!
Giles, what's going on?
Ah, you're up. Todd! Chucky! This is Arabella, who is now officially my official girlfriend.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Dudette, most righteous.
I'm sorry?
You are a babe! Good work, Wembley! Hey, you two lovebirds have got to come down to the beach. There's like a double wedding happening, man.
Yeah, man, full-on Thai-style wedding, dude. Like those mail-order brides you can get, but it's happening here.
Clever. Big saving on postage.
We are gonna get fully stoned and throw the grooms into the sea.
Brilliant. Oh, God, I've got nothing to wear.
You've got nothing. I've lost my rucksack.
Ooh, Wemblers, we better get you a belt for that sarong, or there might be one guest too many at the reception.
Good point. Girlfriend of mine. Ah, we made it. It's just started. Here, Bella, I bought you this. It's a coral necklace.
Oh, Charles, I love it.
I thought you might. It's endangered.
Oh, from the seabed?
Yeah.
Oh, look, here they come. Oh, so romantic. I don't believe it. It's bloody Gareth and Miles. They dumped me for those two slags.
I know.
I can't believe it. They're marrying them. They only met them a week ago. I'm chilling.
No, 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 Arabella. Let it go. This is their wedding day. You know, we can't spoil it.
So, if any man can show just cause, why these two men, Gareth and Miles, and these two women, Sunni and Siling, cannot be joined together in holy matrimony, maybe speak now. Or forever hold his peace.
Hang on a second. Are those two the brides?
Yes.
Yes, actually, I can.
Oh, you are so busted!
These two men cannot marry these two women because they aren't women at all. They're men.
Giles, shut up!
You're doing my head in?
Trust me, 10 years of private education, I know what a man in a dress looks like. Plus, I've seen them on the interweb.
Will you tell them, Wembley?
Right on, dude!
Giles, a word?
Sure, Gareth, but, you know, whatever you say, they're still men.
Yeah, we know, Giles.
What?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's great. Secret men, women, trans thingamies, all the fun of the fair without the guilt.
It's everything you could wish for.
Puppies and pipes.
Yeah. Like Christmas and Easter on the same day.
Oh, my God. Right. But, sorry. Carry on. Sorry. What a day.
Say that again. It's romantic in the ending.
Hello, you want to buy something? Orange, lemon, vitamin C.
Bella, let's stay here.
What?
I mean it. Let's stay here on the beach forever. I don't want to go back.
Charles, are you serious?
You know, everyone always talks about how great it is out here, so let's do it. Let's stay. When I first came here, all I wanted to do was find myself and my rucksack. But now I've found you, there's no need. I love you. I came here a posh, naive twit from Budley Salterton, and now, well, nothing's changed, really, but none of that seems to matter so much anymore.
Oh, Giles, I love you too. Oh, give us a kiss, you soppy sod.
Rucksack, hello, you want to buy rucksack?
Pardon?
I said give us a kiss, you soppy...
No, no, not you, him. Hello?
Rucksack, you need to buy rucksack.
My rucksack, my things, yes!
Giles!
How much?
800 baht.
Oh, no, you don't, matey boy. That's my rucksack, and there's no way it's worth any less than 1,000.
You won't pay more? Okay, 900.
It's worth a lot more than that. 2,000.
3,000.
5.
Done.
Yes! Skillo.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please fasten your seatbelts and prepare for landing at London Gatwick in approximately 25 minutes. The local time is 7:24 a.m, and it's raining.
Well, what an adventure. I didn't find myself, but I did find true love. I nearly stayed out there with Bella. I really did, but when I saw my old 200-litre ruckersacker again and all my things, I knew in my heart I'm a Budley boy. Sometimes we have these hard decisions to make. I mean, Thailand is beautiful, but there's something about the way people walk across a pebble beach in tiny speedos that will always be Budley Salterton. Slow Giles, he's my tortoise. Well, he needs me, and I need Slow Giles. To quote Ethel Merman, I am what I am. I'm Giles Wembley Hogg. Two M's, two G's.
Giles?
Yes, Bella?
I think you'd better close up that sarong before we land.
Yes, Bella.